Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Hoopers Creek Baptist Church Choir. We appreciate them helping us on the broadcast today. We've got a special treat for you. We are pulling from the archive files of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, where we've got our former pastor. He's coming around to preach from November the 30th, 1986, on the thought, "Do we please the Holy Ghost?" His text comes out of Acts chapter number 15. This is part one of the message.
Well, let's back up 24 to kind of get the heading of it. "For as much as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your soul, saying you must be circumcised, keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have sent therefore Judas and Silas, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth." You see, what these Jews were doing, the Gentiles, was disturbing the people. They were putting laws and commandments upon the people to observe, being Gentiles, and it disturbed the people. And they wanted to get them straightened out in their thinking. See, the Gentiles have just come in. Doors open to the Gentiles. They can be saved. And here's what they told them. Here's what the law is, the recommendations. to the Gentiles. For it seemed good, verse 28, to the Holy Ghost. Look at that. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if you keep yourselves, you shall do well. Fare you well. And their beliefs. They're trying to command the Gentiles to be brought under the law as were the Israelites, commanding them to be circumcised after the law of Moses, in which they gave no such commandment. Hallelujah. So we come in after the law. Law's got nothing to do with God's people. Law's good. Law is a schoolmaster brings to God, but we are not commanded to keep the law as they kept it at that day. But the law is within us. Praise God. But here's the thought. Here's what I wanted to get after tonight. You know, it seemed good to the Holy Ghost. This got on me the other night, and I got to thinking about it. The best thing that we can do at Hooper's Creek is to please the Holy Ghost. Amen? Every one of us ought to so desire to please the Holy Ghost and not to please yourself. Don't worry about pleasing people. If you please the Holy Ghost, you're going to please God's people anyhow. Some people you'll never please. Don't worry about them. But it seemed good to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost agreed on this. Think about that. The Holy Ghost, it pleased him. He agreed on it to lay upon the Gentiles no greater burden, which is necessary. See, a lot of people, we go around, we're pinky roonish, Pop, you say. Looking every little dot and I and this and that and screeching, trying to be good. But bless God, you're just what you are, anyhow, be what you are. The Holy Ghost take care of everything else. But the greatest need, the greatest thought is, are we pleasing, is this church pleasing to the Holy Ghost? I believe we're pretty well on the way because he identified himself with us today. Now you can't make me doubt that. See, I never had nothing to do with that. I just got up here and preached what God put up on my heart. He didn't do that because it was me. But he identified himself in this church, that he's with this church. And we ought to guard that and esteem that the highest honor in all the world, that the Holy Ghost identified himself with us. In other words, he said, I'm with you. Hallelujah. See, some people's ashamed to be around certain people. Some people are ashamed to be around old-fashioned Christians. But hallelujah, the Holy Ghost come in here this morning and showed us and identified himself with us that we're at least pleasing to him. Amen? So that ought to make us dig deeper for God and not get pride over it, but thank God, humble us before God, that the Holy Ghost was here in Hooper's Creek. And he's here tonight. He's here every service that God's people, he don't always demonstrate himself in every service, but he's here. Because he'll be with us all the way. See, God made a promise. He sent him down here and he's going to be with the church every step of the way. And the thing about it, if we want to get blessed by him and get his approval, is to obey him and be in fellowship with him and please him. We want to mention a few things about the Holy Ghost tonight and Holy Spirit. I know a lot of people are scared to death. When you say Holy Ghost, scares people to death. They think you're going to wall your eyes like a dying cave in a hailstorm, water on the floor. I don't know how I make you act, but any way he wants me to act, I'll obey him. I'd rather be obedient to him and feel his presence, know he's right with me, if the whole world laughed at me and kicked me out of all the synagogues. I want to obey him. Praise the Lord, because he's God with us today. Amen? He is the only heavenly contact that we've got tonight. We're not going to, I've been meditating, someone mentioned the prayer that Sister Gary maybe about God hearing the prayers. I've been meditating a lot of times at night. Lay awake a lot of times, you know, don't go to sleep real quick like some people hit the pillow and they shut their eyes and they're snoring, sawing logs. Just, I mean, they're turned off and they're gone. But I've been meditating on these words. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Wouldn't it be great and wonderful tonight if we as God's people could get so wrapped up in God, obedient to the Holy Ghost, that we could come here and ask God for anything and He'd grant it. I know a lot of people that I'd like to see set free from sickness and suffering tonight and from sin. And I'm thinking if I could get where I ought to be with God and I'm really abiding in Him, He's abiding in me, words abide in me and I abide in Him, I can ask what I will and it shall be done. And then we've got to be in contact with the Holy Ghost. See, Jesus said He'd send you another comfort. Let me mention a thought here tonight. I was thinking over in John 15:13, we'll not turn to it. Speaking of the Holy Ghost, He said He will guide you. Here's where a lot of church members fail, a lot of preachers fail, where I've failed a lot of times. He will guide you into all the truth. The Holy Ghost is our guide here in this dirt planet Earth and these jungles, asphalt jungles. He is the guide of this church and to every child of God because He knows the way through the wilderness. You say, what is a guide? We go over to Israel, we don't know that country. It's a strange country to us. So the government appoints us a guide, a government licensed guide that's been tried, he's been tested, and he has to go through a certain test to prove himself a guide. And they put him on the bus with us, and that guide takes us to places that we've never been, places we don't know nothing about, but he knows his way around, and he knows how to dodge the danger. And he guides us in a strange country. Should we disobey him and go against his orders a lot of times, there's a possibility of injury. But see, he knows. And if I took it up on myself as one preacher, I forget what denomination it was, down around the wilderness of the dead, around Jericho, decided he on his own would walk back over the desert back to Jerusalem. He just thought he knew his way around. And he wouldn't listen to nobody, so he began to walk, and they found his dead carcass some days later. Got lost. You can get lost in that country. And it's the same thing about this world. We think we know our way around, but we don't. We don't know the pitfalls of the devil. We don't know where Satan's lurking at to watch, to trap us, but the Holy Ghost does. And that's why there's so many people that loses the victory and they go a little while, the first thing you know, they're gone. You can't find them. And the reason is they failed to let Him guide them. They thought they knew it all themselves. A lot of churches, now you hear me tonight, and God wants me to bring this down. A lot of churches think they're so intelligent and they're so knowledgeable and they know so much and their trains are great, that they can run the church in spite of God, in spite of the Holy Ghost. The first thing you know, then the fist fight, the church is split. And they're gone. And that happens because they don't let the Holy Ghost guide them. If this church don't let the Holy Ghost guide you, you're gone. He's heaven's representative here on this earth, and He knows where all the dangers are. He don't want us to get hurt, so He'll guard us against hurt and harm. He'll guide with us forever. He'll never leave us. Never forsake us. And God sent Him. God sent Him. And we ought to so desire Him and seek Him. And walk with Him and be humble and submissive to Him as our guide.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.